Government snipers have been shooting people on this street. Thousands have been killed in Aleppo in the past few months. Parts of the old city, a UNESCO heritage site, have been heavily damaged as government forces bomb areas they do not control. Abu Omar commands a brigade of the rebel Free Syrian Army here. He says the rebels had hoped to drive the government troops from the city by now, but this has not happened.
Since the Eid at the end of Ramadan 2 months ago, we wanted to take all of Aleppo and reach Damascus, but the lack of ammunition and the rockets from the jet planes have prevented us.
In a nearby residential area, people line up to buy bread, despite mortar shells exploding a few kilometers away. Taxi driver Abu Heder wants to leave, but has to stay to care for his cousin, who is wounded and cannot be moved.
Life is miserable here. People are living. There is no food or drink. When there is bombing, people run away to the village or into their basements.
Abu Heder says whether he lives or dies, it is his destiny. The bombing intensifies, but people in the line do not move. After waiting for hours to buy bread, they do not want to lose their place. In another neighborhood, factory worker Abdel Nasser says, of course he is afraid. At one point, he took his family to a village outside the city.
We were 50 people in a single room with no beds, no water, no electricity, so we had to come back.
The Bustan al-Bashr neighborhood on the front line was bombed this morning. This rebel checkpoint was probably the target. A government warplane circles above, firing automatic cannon shots. This neighborhood is now empty. Most residents have fled. They have joined the 200,000 refugees in neighboring countries, or the nearly 2 million people displaced inside Syria by months of civil war. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Aleppo.